For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Celeste Simmons. I'm here today with Jeff Ward, a local professional artist here in Rexburg and illustrator. And he is here today to talk about a project that he's been working on. He's been posting videos to YouTube where he's drawing people's portraits. They're about 2 to 3 minutes long. They're time-lapse videos. And over the video is the testimony of the person that he is drawing. And it's a very cool project, and I'm excited to talk with him about it today. So thank you so much for meeting here with me today, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
So can you kind of give me a background of your art? When did you realize that art was something that you loved to do?
Well, actually, through growing up, junior high and high school, I really enjoyed music a lot. I was actually a music major my first year in college at Boise State, and I played drums and percussion. But it wasn't until after my mission I realized I probably didn't want to be on the road being a drummer or something. And so illustration always fascinated me. I did take a lot of art classes in high school and excelled there. And my older brother started down that path as an illustrator as well. And so I followed along. After my mission, I started mentoring sort of under Leon Parson here in the art department myself, and then decided to go take it seriously as a career and attended Art Center College of Design.
Wow. And what inspired you to start this project of drawing portraits of people and having them share their testimonies?
Well, when you get my age, at different points in your career, you start to really ask the Lord serious questions. And I was asking him a lot of questions regarding myself and my personal desires, and they were righteous desires. So as I was presenting those to the Lord, he really told me I was asking the wrong questions. So the questions I should have been asking was, what do you want me to do, Heavenly Father, with my time and my talents? So this was the first thing that sort of came to mind and came to fruition. So I've committed myself to do at least 10 drawings, 10 videos this year, and I'm crushing that. It's March, and I've done 6 or 7 of them so far. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so you're ahead of the game, exceeding your goal.
Yeah.
That's great. And so you started at the beginning of the year, you said, with this project?
Yeah, basically the beginning of the year.
Okay. And how do you find people to be your subjects in the video?
Well, currently the only prerequisite is that they have a solid testimony of their Savior Jesus Christ. And second, that they're willing to share it and kind of participate in my project here. But really, I'm just striving to be guided by the Holy Ghost in who I pick and choose. It's not random, but I try to follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost. If I'm thinking about somebody or somebody's recommended, and I wait for that confirmation, and then I'll ask them.
And what message do you want to share with the world by posting these videos?
The message, at least this first year, I don't know how long this project will continue. I hope it keeps going in years in the future. But this year, I felt strongly like I just need to promote the message of the Savior and His atonement and His mission. And I feel like this project really is based around the concept of the one rather than the 90 and 9. So hopefully with the messages and the testimonies based around the Savior, we're reaching out to that one person, that soul who's probably lost track of their testimony of the Savior, or who needs to hear or needs to be reminded of what the Savior's done for them.
And how has your testimony in the Lord Jesus Christ been strengthened since doing this project?
Well, it's really encouraging and strengthening for my testimony to just have people all of a sudden be willing to participate in this. They just say, yes, I'll do it. It's really cool. It shows me that these testimonies are real. They're real things, and that if I'm not the only one just willing to share it, that other people are willing to put themselves out there in that sense to the world and put their testimony and their words out there as well. So it strengthens my testimony in that way.
And kind of walk me through the process of creating one of these videos. What's your setup like? How do you edit them? Kind of give me an overview of the behind the scenes.
My desk I have looks like a spaceship. There's lights all over the place, so I can get enough light on my drawing table, and I have a camera set up. It actually is upside down. I have to turn the videos back upside down after I shoot the videos, but it's hanging over top of the drawing tablet or the drawing page. And I should say that the camera is hanging overhead and is suspended over the drawing page. And when I start the camera, it's really taking a picture every 20 seconds. And by the time the drawings are done, they take 10 to, 12 hours sometimes for these drawings. And there's really no stopping. It's kind of a one shot. And there's no room for mistakes. There's very little erasing. I have to do it all in one shot because the camera is pretty relentless. It keeps taking pictures. And so it's a new experience for me. It's almost like a piece of performance art in a sense, because you're drawing these things start to finish. And so that's the experience. It really is kind of exhausting by the time I'm done with the drawings and tedious, but I think they're fascinating to people. People enjoy watching them. They get hooked when they see the videos. And I think that's the point, is to get them to be excited about watching the video when they see that time lapse aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. There's something so satisfying about a time lapse video. I don't know what it is, but I enjoyed watching the videos that you've posted so far, and I definitely felt the spirit as I've heard people sharing their testimonies. So I think it's a great project, what you're doing. And obviously, God has given each of us different types of talents to kind of promote his work, to gather Israel, as we like to say in the church. And some people feel the spirit through going on hikes and being in nature, or through singing music. And I assume that art is one way that you can feel closer to the Savior and feel his spirit in your life. So throughout your life, how have you been able to use this gift of art to move forward the work of the Lord?
Well, I would say that I have tried to focus a lot of my artwork on my own time towards the Lord and his mission and gathering Israel. And so I've done quite a bit of inspirational art, and the church has a number of my paintings and illustrations in their library. I've done a couple of covers for the Ensign Liahona magazine, and also spent many, many years teaching adjunct in the art department as well, giving back and trying to help the students strengthen their talents and their gifts through sharing what I've learned.
And so, as you were saying, you've taught here on campus and kind of helped students kind of perfect and better their art and, their life as an artist. What advice would you give to someone to help them find and embrace the talents that God has given them?
Well, I think the operative word there is, well, you have two words. Find is the first word, and the second is embrace. So scripturally, we know that everybody's been given at least one talent, and I think we can bank on that. And if that talent comes from the Lord, if you want to find that talent, the best place to look for it is not through advice from other people or social media, but to actually ask the Lord, the source of that gift. So first you have to find it, and you have to look at the right place and ask the right person, and that's the Lord. So once you discover what that gift is, then you said embrace, I think. And so I would interpret that to mean to really kind of develop that talent. And so talents are like seeds, you know, they have to be planted in fertile soil, and they have to be watered and receive sunlight and nurture and grow slowly. And you have to have patience and persistence to make that happen. So a talent's really, the best definition of talents I've heard is that talent is the ability to persist until you get it right. So as you're nurturing this seed, it's important to remember that it doesn't just happen. It takes, hundreds and hundreds of hours. I think there was a conference talk that referenced thousands of hours to build certain skill sets. And that's how it is with any talent. It doesn't have to be art or drawing or music or something of that effect. But the more you persist at it and insist that you're going to get it right and keep at it and are patient with yourself, you'll be surprised at how quickly it will begin to develop, especially with the Lord's help.
With this specific project of drawing people's portraits and sharing their testimonies, what do you hope happens for the future of this project?
Well, I can see this project unfolding in a number of different ways. Like I said, it's we're really focused on the Savior this year. But I could also see in the future addressing, maybe communicating people's conversion stories and talking a little more about the restoration, talking about people's testimonies of the Book of Mormon and about Joseph Smith and about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so there's no end of these great topics and aspects to testimonies that we can develop. And so for the future, I hope this also flourishes like a plant and we can get into a lot of other more detailed things around the gospel, maybe even explore and illustrate some of the miracles that happen. Maybe even explore and illustrate some of the miracles that have happened in people's lives.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for meeting here with me today and for telling me about your project. And I'm excited for the future of the project and to see more faces on your YouTube. And if you want to find Jeff's videos on YouTube, just search Art and Spirit Drawings, and you'll be able to find them from there. Thank you so much for meeting with me today, Jeff.
Thank you.